And I want to give a shout out to Conor McGregor. Oh, I love him.
Do you love him? Have you met him?
We actually DM'd each other on Twitter, and he my son is a huge UFC fan.
Yeah.
And I got him, I asked him if he would sign, like, you know, autographed picture to him, and he sent two. He was really
no
sweet.
Way.
So I didn't get a chance to meet him in person. But T-Boz has met him, so I'm a little jealous.
So are you going to watch the Mayweather and McGregor fight?
Honestly, it's so crazy because I texted Floyd yesterday, and I was like, is this really happening? And he called me, and he was like, yes, it's happening. I was like, what? Like, you know, because it was just talk for such a long time, and he confirmed it to me. So, I mean, I just can't believe it. And you know what? All of this because of Conor.
Yeah,
you know, he kind of started that with the trash talking, and it just started to build up, and here we go.
I know, it's amazing. And listen, tell us about you. How has this been, this whole crazy comeback of yours? You enjoying it?
You know what? I am. It's exciting and it's nerve-wracking and all of that stuff because, you know, we don't ever take anything for granted. We're always nervous about everything that we do because you just never know. We hope that people will like our stuff, you know, every time we come out.
And do you think this time round, I know, like, the fans were so supportive with the Kickstarter campaign. So do you think that kind of puts a bit more pressure on you to succeed and to impress? I know you guys are going to impress no matter what, but does that kind of put, like, a little bit more pressure on you, do you think?
Oh, absolutely it does. I mean, because the fans funded this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is their album as much as it is ours. And so we're already naturally hard on ourselves. And then, you know, that pressure, even to live up to everything that we've done. So we just want to be able to make great music where it can go into the catalog of what we already have.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys, like, obviously you have had such massive fame, you've been so successful, and is it important to you, like, I've been listening to the new tracks and I can still kind of get that 90s old school TLC sound, is that important to kind of keep your identity in that way with your music?
You know, we did come out in the 90s, so I think people automatically kind of it makes them feel like that when they hear our voice, because we definitely didn't go in the studio to say, hey, we want to make sure we sound like whatever. We just wanted to, you know, continue to talk about good subject matter, have a great beat, and have catchy hooks.
Of course, I can't speak to you without mentioning Left Eye. You know, obviously that was such a big loss for you guys, you know, to lose such a good friend. And for you, is it important to kind of keep her memory alive? Like, are you going to keep, is there any, like, does she feature on the album? Have you any old recordings of her or anything like that?
We don't have a feature of her on this song, but we do have an interlude called the Left Eye Interlude. And basically that interlude is, it's really fun. You know, it's an interview that we did, but it's the essence of Left Eye. You know, the energy and, you know, that confidence and just the way she was. And so we have that on there. But as far as, like, the rap, when she did pass away, when we were recording the 3D album, we after she passed, we went and we found, you know, a lot of her raps that she was doing when she was doing a solo project.
Yeah.
And we got all that we could get that could match, because she was on a different vibe then. Yeah. You know,
and she
like
was,
stuff
was she
was talking about, and
she was with Death Row for a while, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was kind of over there and doing that thing. And so, you know, obviously, like, the lyrical content and all that didn't match to everything that we were talking about.
Yeah.
So we just kind of got what we were, you know, able to get. And since then, I mean, it's just been like that. You know what I'm saying? So I think Tion mentioned that there are some other raps.
Yeah,
I don't know who's holding them hostage.
Yeah, somebody's got them.
Somebody's holding them hostage, so, you know, they're not letting anybody get those, so it's whatever. But yeah, but to your point, I mean, she definitely always lives on through us, because we built this thing together, the three of us. And when we perform, you know, you're going to hear us.
So obviously you had a bit of a break for a few years, and then you came back and you were touring. Was it hard? Did you forget any of your lyrics ever?
Never forgotten the lyrics. I think Tion and I are, it's so funny because when we're on stage dancing, because, you know, we dance hard and everything.
Yeah.
And every blue moon or two, one of us will miss a step. And it's so crazy because it seems like when that happens, we always catch each other, and then we'll look and we'll kind of laugh.
You're so in sync.
So little stuff like that happens sometimes, and it's so funny when it does.
Would you be up for playing a little game with me? So if I were to give you the lyrics from some TLC songs, do you think you could guess what songs, or you'd know what songs they are?
I hope I can do it.
Do you want to give it a go? Okay, so this is the first one. Too many chances I blew to bring my life to anew. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried tears from my eyes.
Yes, that's Lisa's rap from Waterfall.
Yes, good work. Okay, next one.
You did good.
You're dumb, you think you've got the best of me. You think you won, misread my vulnerability.
Oh, Lord, wait, do it again?
Okay, you're dumb, you think you've got the best of me. You think you won, misread my vulnerability.
Oh, my God.
Will I give you a clue?
Yes.
It's from a song from your fan mail album.
Oh. Oh, my God, I don't know.
It's Dear Lie.
Oh. And you know what? It's so funny. That's like one of my least favorite songs.
Oh, is it? It's one of my favorites. Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay, we've got...
Oh, my God.
I'll give you another one. Monkey lines are now in season. Lights off, lights on. I guess the groove is on. So am I.
Oh, Digging on You.
Yes, good work. And one more, okay? I don't find it surprising if you don't have the G's to please me and bounce from here to the coast of overseas.
No scrubs.
Yes, good work. That was amazing. Thank you. You're so good. So tell us, the new album's new album's out the 30th of June, yeah?
Yes, June 30th, and we are hoping and praying that we get to come over there and perform for you guys. Oh. And I would love to come there and visit. And
oh, I'd love that.
Hopefully, when we come through, it'd be great if Connor is our home.
Yeah, you can hook up with Connor.
This little baby, I could babysit.
Yes, you could.
I would babysit for free.
Can I come babysit with you?
Yeah.
We can hang out and mind Connor's baby.
Yes. We probably won't post any pictures on Instagram.
if I meet Connor, I'll put in a good word for you.
He and his fiance can go. You know, they need a night off. You know what I'm saying? They need to go and have dinner and whatnot. And I got the baby. I got it.
You do. You mind the baby, and then the next night you can perform for us here.
Yes. So we are, we're putting together right now a European tour. So, you know,
brilliant.
Hopefully.
You make sure Ireland is on that, because you've a lot of fans over here and we'd absolutely love to see you.
Absolutely. We want to see you. So, yes. And thank you.
No worries. Chili, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I'm so delighted that I got to chat to you, and I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Yes. Thank you so much. And same to you.